I made a prediction on, once again, on Coast to Coast in December of 2001. And I said that what I saw was between January 25th and February 5th, I saw bin Laden traveling from point A to point B in an open, exposed, and that he would be hit by some kind of rocket or a missile, some kind of, that we would strike this caravan and that bin Laden would be within the caravan, and this would cause his death. Now, this was also what I told, and I'd been working with some people in the Pentagon on something that they call Project Foresight, because there are, and I'm not saying that they call me in particularly, but there is a remote viewing program within the Pentagon currently called Project Foresight, and because I'm pretty good at the remote viewing thing, and I've been teaching it for a long time, and I think I've been doing it longer than anybody, something like 25 years, I gave information to the lady colonel that actually runs the program inside the Pentagon, this particular information. On February 5th, there was a convoy of individuals that were actually hit with a Global Hawk remote-controlled drone, where bin Laden was actually believed to be within the caravan. They took blood samples and tissue samples of the area. Then they tested members of the bin Laden family to actually see if the DNA matched, and they found that it was a match to bin Laden's DNA. A month later or so, they tracked bin Laden to a place, to a safe house near Kaust, where he was actually getting dialysis treatments, and the a special teams forces group surrounded the house, and bin Laden managed to escape actually through a series of tunnels underneath the house. And actually, when they came into the house, there was a bomb that exploded that killed a number of these special teams forces guys. Once again, it then came from my source, because he was very impressed by this, saying, "I heard you say that. You know, that's a prediction that came absolutely true. It's exactly what happened." And he said, quote, "It is our belief that bin Laden died of his injuries from the shrapnel on the left side of his body and from the fact that he could not get to a dialysis machine sometime in late April, early part of May of 2002. And that was his considered opinion, that bin Laden was already dead. And I said, quote, "Well, what about all these tapes that keep surfacing of bin Laden?" He kind of laughed it off, saying that the tapes were, that it was like a bad, it was like a, there were speeches from earlier times, there were inserts that were being put in that had references to specific events and current events in them, and that most of the intelligence community had sort of laughed off the majority of these particular tapes.
So you're standing by that he's still dead?
I'm just telling you that right now, I believe that he died sometime in 2002. And
right.
If he resurfaces again and they pull him out of a hole and, you know, and I look like a complete idiot, then, you know, so be it. I'm just saying that every intelligence source that I have has told me that he died sometime in 2002 and that the specter of him is being very carefully kept alive by a lot of Al-Qaeda. I mean, he actually did give an ultimatum that was published in most of the European press that was never fully published here in the United States, in which he was basically offering any country that pulled out of the Middle East that Al-Qaeda would not attack and that, you know, he would declare peace with that country, and, you know, mostly nonsense. But so there you go. There is obviously, you know, Saddam is still alive. My own statements originally on this program had to do with, once again, this. I saw an implosion of power, and a physical assassination, when you look at it psychically, looks exactly the same as a political assassination. You just have to understand how, when you see fields of energy like I see, and I see all that energy ripped away from a person, that's what I interpreted as being his death, which was in error. The part that was right was the 6 weeks, was Saddam disappearing, was him being completely ripped from power. He did not manage in any way, shape, or form any sort of resistance to the Iraqi army. He, in fact, just disappeared, totally abdicated his position as leader of the country, and, you know, sort of disappeared off the world stage until they found him in that hole. So there you go.
Last couple days, the Mexican Air Force has been spotting through infrared photography some strange objects up there.
Yes.
What do you think? What's your take?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, I think it's amazing because we haven't had a really great UFO story. Remember how in the 90s they were just everywhere?
Yes.
There was so much attention being focused on them through shows like Unsolved Mysteries and X-Files and Sightings and what have you. And to have, I picked up today's copy of the Daily News here in Los Angeles. And it's on the front page of the Daily News and was actually featured on the NBC News tonight at 11 o'clock. and on Tuesday night on Fox News. But these are videotapes that were taken actually March 5th. And I think it's also great that on the front page of the news, somebody who's been on your program, who is revered in the UFO community, is Jaime Maussan, who is
Linda Moultonau has an interview with him on tomorrow night.
Right. Well, he's like the Mike Wallace of Mexico, and ever since the craft began appearing over Mexico City in 1991, which was the during the solar eclipse there, it was the July 11th, I believe it was, solar eclipse. It was the it fulfilled a series of Mayan prophecies, and the eclipse in Mexico City specifically was what they called the eclipse of the sixth tiger sun, and that this would be the beginning of the return of Earth changes in earnest, of cosmic wisdom, and the return of the masters of the stars. And this was for many, 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 many hundreds of years before when the Mayans predicted this. And lo and behold, you then had UFOs appearing over Mexico City, one of the most populated cities in the world. I think there's like 36 million people in Mexico City. It's good news and bad news. Let me give you the good news. The good news part of it is that there is supposed to be, at some point, before the tribulation begins, mm-hmm. a great warning of some kind. And that this warning is supposed to come from extraterrestrials, people from the stars.